What do you need to see on Thursday?
You know, I think I'm just excited to see the young guys, the Codys, the Derricks. We'll see what happens with Jordan getting back in there, even Tally jumping into the inside. I think in the second half of last week's game, they probably had their best performance of the summer here, the training camp. And I'm really just looking forward to seeing if they can take a step in the fourth game and make plays and show up. I just talked to him today. It's really what it's about right now, the fourth preseason game. We're going to give them a chance to get out there and show what they can do and see what kind of ability they have and how they're going to fit into this this team down the road. So I'm just looking forward to the young guys running around and playing football this week.
Scott, where was Jordan in terms of his play at linebacker and progression before the concussion?
Disappointing because he was really coming along. I think in his, we talked before about his understanding of the game and really our defense. His understanding was there. It was just getting more comfortable in what we do and how we do things. And disappointing to see him go out. I know he's been as anxious as anybody to get back. If there's ever a case that the concussion protocol has done its job, I think it's with Jordan because he'd probably been out there the next practice if it was up to him. But I really think that he was in a place where he was ready to take the next step with us. And I know in special teams, Coach Zook talked very highly of him and his competitive spirit and the leadership he brought to that unit as well. So we'll see how things go with Jordan getting back out on the field as soon as he can.
For a guy that came here late in the year like he did, there's a number of guys in the locker room that speak really highly of him for someone that's only been here a short period of time. What has he done to sort of, I don't want to say earn the respect because I don't necessarily think that's the right phrase, but what has he done to really win over a lot of these veteran guys?
You know, he's got a great personality as far as his charisma with people and his ability to communicate with them. I think that's just, he's a likable guy, for one thing. And then the next level, when you talk about his work habits, his consistency, the way he approaches the game, he's a smart guy. He's physical and aggressive. And I think the combination of him just being a good guy and him showing up on the field and performing and doing his job there. And I think it's really drawn everybody to him.
I think last week Clay mentioned that he was really impressed with the way Blake had shown up more in the run game and was fitting really well. What does a player do from last year to this year to fit so much better in the run game?
I think it all starts from, once again, the understanding of our defense, where he needs to be, where his vision needs to be within that scheme to get him to his fit as fast as possible. And then from there, it's even you're settled into what we're doing on defense. You're not thinking as much about our own scheme. Now you can really tune in to what the offense is presenting to you, the looks that they're giving to you. And now you're not just thinking about what you're doing. You have an anticipation of what the offense is doing. And when you put that all together with a good, clean key, you're getting to your spot in a hurry. And you're really dictating to the offense. You're being aggressive with your fits and your finish.
Has he been better with the play-action stuff? I know that last year that was kind of an issue for him.
No doubt. I think we've come a long way in camp. We got to consistently work on that aspect of the game. It's tough sometimes in practice. I think we've done a good job in training camp getting a lot of play-action looks, getting enough out of our offense. Sometimes when you get into the season, it kind of slips a little bit in the practice tempo and what you're seeing in the carded periods. But I think right now we're in a good place, but that's something we really got to keep working on as the season goes on because it was an issue for us last year, I think, within the inside room and something we really need to improve on and continue to keep at the level we're playing at right now.
Scott, with David being in with you guys, was that a product of the injuries? Was there something you guys talked about?
You know, the one thing, it kind of turned around from David came in here. We really wanted to take a look at him at inside. And then the way some of the reps worked in training camp with some of the different packages we were using, We thought maybe he'd be able to give us something on the outside and get some different looks there. And then, yeah, the injury happens, and he jumps back in there. But one thing about David, about Tally, he's a really smart, instinctive player. I think he's got a good natural feel for the game. And just his recall, we threw him in there in the second half there when we lost Jordan and Derek, and he was really able to recall things from 2 months ago in the summer in the OTAs when we had him in the inside linebacker room. So he's got a good football IQ. He's got good instincts, and I think he transitioned really in the past week and a half pretty well to where he can line up and compete in there.
Scott, I had the longest conversation I'd ever had with Joe Thomas this week, and he's a pretty interesting guy. I had not experienced that. But one of the things he talked about was how wrong he thought you guys were when you cut him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know 2 weeks later he'd be back. In what ways have you seen him evolve since he got back? He said that was an incredible motivator. I thought it was really interesting kind of how his mind processed what he went through.
Yeah. I think coming down to that year and obviously we saw a need for him in a hurry, you know, and I think within our room, we always valued Joe and what he could do for us. And he really doesn't speak too much of it to me, what happened to him in the past, but you know it was a motivator. You know he'd been cut once by this team, and then we brought him back. And I think it really just speaks to the way he approaches everything, that the whole never too high, never too low. He never let it affect him. He jumped back in there 2 weeks later, and he's playing on third down for us. And he's given us everything he has. And that approach, I think, more than anything, has brought him to this point to where he is in his life and with us as a defensive unit, that he's a productive player for us. He's grown from it, and he continues to grow, and I look forward to see what he can do for us this season.